Director Stephen Frears broke through in films with Hanif Kureishi's culture class drama, My Beautiful Laundrette. Since then, his best work has taken him far afield, from the 18th century erotic intrigues of Dangerous Liaisons to the seedy pulp L.A. of The Grifters. His latest movie, Dirty Pretty Things, marks a return to the world of London immigrants and their desperate attempt to find a home in British society. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
In many underclass crime melodramas, you get a sense that the filmmaker is lifting up the rock to show you all the parasites scurrying underneath. But the characters in the English drama Dirty Pretty Things are hiding in plain sight. They're housemaids and busboys, taxi drivers, porters, and prostitutes. They're all recent immigrants to Great Britain, some of them illegal, some of them forbidden to earn money while they're waiting for visas. And there's a whole network of people, many recent immigrants themselves, who exploit them for labor, for sexual favors, even, as it turns out, for their innards. Dirty Pretty Things is directed by Stephen Frears from a script by Stephen Knight, an English TV veteran who helped to create the original Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Maybe it's a stretch, but I detect here a yearning, grasping undercurrent. The movie is a true life game show. Who wants to be a citizen, and what will you give up? The hero is a Nigerian illegal immigrant called Okwe, played by the English stage actor Chiwetel Ejiofor, who you'll be hearing a lot more about. He has a face that registers everything, even when he's impassive. We first see him driving a taxi in an iffy part of London. Later, at headquarters, he asks the boss for a better route, and he's furtively led into a back room, where the boss pulls down his pants. It's not what we think. Okwe turns out to be a doctor, but bosses pulling down their pants is one of the movie's motifs, and it's rarely for medical advice. Okwe also works as a night porter in a small, discreet hotel alongside immigrant doormen and chambermaids. When a prostitute named Juliet, also an immigrant, tells him he should check out a clogged toilet in one of the rooms, he discovers a heart, a human heart. Okwe brings his discovery to the hotel manager, played with unsavory relish by Sergi Lopez. The man goes by the name of Sneaky, and you'll know why in this scene.
What's this, lunch?
It was blocking the lavatory in room 510. It is a heart. A human heart.
What?
Perhaps you should telephone the police.
Police? You think I should call the police?
Señor Juan, someone is dead.
Okay. You speak to them. You found it. You do the talking. I will introduce you. What's your full name, Okwe? And you never told me where you're from. Or even, how come you're here in this beautiful country? Hello? Police? Yeah, got somebody wants to talk to you.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
The rest of Dirty Pretty Things is Okwe's struggle with his conscience. It's not in his interest to know, but he needs to know what's going on behind those closed doors. Whatever it is, it's monstrous, and it threatens to swallow a woman he cares for, a Turkish chambermaid called Sine, who's working illegally and dreams of escaping to America. Sine is played by the French actress Audrey Tautou of Amelie. She has to speak not only in English, but Turkish-accented English, and it gives her a roughness and a hesitancy that cuts through some of that Amelie gamine shtick. Okwe is probably too much of a saint to be true, and the movie has a touch of Paul Mazursky's sentimental Moscow on the Hudson in its theme of fellow immigrants in this together. But director Frears and his great cinematographer Chris Menges charge the images with perverse wit. The film has an underground luster. The settings are back corridors and garages and alleyways and sub-sub basements. Okwe's only friend is a sardonic Chinese immigrant, played by Benedict Wong, who works in a hospital morgue. The two play chess games amid the gurneys, which are sometimes sterile and sometimes not. The whole movie is a little like that, gleaming, but with a whiff of the charnel house. It's a film about the immigrant culture that cuts to the bone, or at least to the vital organs.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.